This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station. Thank you.
Oh, that's pretty. Mm-hmm. That was called Shout to the Lord.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That was wonderful. And we have, actually, it kind of goes along with part of with the Psalm 149 we were reading this morning.
Hmm.
You know, in my version, the first line is actually, shout praises to the Lord.
Hmm.
Sing him a new song.
Yes.
You know, which also is just a wonderful thing that the people of God, you know, there is a line that jumps out at me and it says, the Lord is pleased with his people. And he gives victory to those who are humble.
Mm.
You know, shouting to the Lord. And it tells about playing, you know, instruments to the Lord, dancing and singing and banging on tambourines and harps. And, you know, I play guitar, so I have to use that instead of a harp.
Mm-hmm.
But what a blessing. And it's funny. We were talking this morning again about, you know, me stopping at a traffic light about how we're blessing people, how, you know, these souls are going by. So I also had the same, in that same thing after that, I had a thought about, you know, being a guitar player, how, you know, how I offer my gift to the Lord back, to serve him.
Yes.
And, you know, how, you know, what would it be like in heaven? And then I saw, it was almost like seeing the hand of God, you know, putting out towards this row of white light. And I saw these guitars lined up in this white light.
Awesome.
And I was like, it was like he was saying, play these.
Aww.
So can you imagine? I mean, right now on Earth, I play a 1960. Pointed that guitar. So when I saw the hand of the Lord going, I was thinking, wow, look at this white light and these instruments just waiting.
Can't
how anointed come. They must be that I would be privileged to even touch an instrument of the Lord's at that point.
Yes.
And what a blessing that would be. And also start to make me think of, you know, what new music would come out.
Right.
The music of God would come out of those instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he doesn't use us here on earth, but that new sound that I've only heard, I think, one time in a dream. I heard music that I had never heard before.
Yeah.
And I was just in awe. I woke up and I remember, what was that sound, Lord?
Right.
And I could not fathom or, with all the gift God has given me, reproduce what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
It was there and then it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a glimpse into what will be.
Right, and you yourself are an instrument of the Lord. You know, we all are.
We all are, absolutely.
In so many different ways that we don't even realize that we are.
It's just wonderful, you know, again, that we go out and spread the word of God and that we are a blessing to other people.
Yes.
That we can give that gift to somebody that might need it in time just by supporting this ministry. Again, like we were talking about, this is a listener's ministry.
Yes, it is.
So people that sometimes go, well, I don't feel comfortable getting out there and evangelizing. I don't feel comfortable doing this. Well, by doing it, by giving to this ministry, you are stepping out.
You are evangelizing.
And you are evangelizing.
Yes.
You are spreading the word, you know, in a way that's comfortable to you.
Yeah, and even just the way that we act every day, the words that we say, the gestures that we make to others, that in itself is evangelizing because people see that and it's not the norm. So, I mean, you can see that, you know, Christ is living inside of that person. So Christ is coming out and it is a way of evangelizing.
It is absolutely. And what a blessing and a privilege that we are able to do that we are called to do that and that we can step out in faith and say,
we are called.
This is what we believe. And I want to just share this with you, you know, and I was talking about the other day, you know, how many ministers are out there giving altar calls?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many of us are there? And I actually heard an altar call this Sunday in church, and I was so proud and so happy to hear a minister, Pastor Dick, step up and say, I'm giving you an opportunity to come to Jesus.
I thought that was wonderful.
I was in such a place of happiness at that point to hear a minister that I know at Palm City Presbyterian actually step out and say, come to Jesus.
Yes. And the response was good, too.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
But that's what we need to do more and more.
Yes, we do.
Step out, call people home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kept hearing that the other day. God is just saying, tell them to come home. My arms are out open. I'm ready for them.
Well, it's our duty to do that, too. I mean, the Lord did say to go and spread the gospel. So
that's right. So, you know, you can do that by giving us a call at 888-221-8990. And it looks like we have a matching funds challenge from Rick and Stuart.
Wonderful.
Which is going to help us move this a little along. So now, if you want your funds matched dollar for dollar.
Yes, great.
You can, it's a $200 challenge. And I think I will remember to put some time on this. So I don't often put time on because I'm so busy just going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So let me come back to this and concentrate on a task at hand, which is Rick from Stewart is giving a matching funds challenge of $200. So if you'd like to get in on this and have your funds matched dollar for dollar, I want to put 15 minutes on the clock. So in the next 15 minutes, we're going to meet with Rick and come into agreement to bless other people.
Yes, thank you, Rick, for that.
All right, so we have a $200 challenge, and I'm going to start the clock right now. Give us a call, 888-221-8990.
Yes, or locally, you can call us at 772-221-1100, or you can actually go to our website, wcno.com. We do check that periodically, and you can either make a pledge or you can actually make the donation right there online.
There's
Visa, MasterCard, American Express. And we'll be checking that as well. But yes, please give us a call, support the station, and help the ministry go forward. Again, locally, 772-221-1100 or toll-free, 888-221-8990. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, be a blessing and match Rick's $200.
Yes, give us a call.
Get back to Lou music now.
Well, give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you. Again, 772-221-1100 locally. Again, 772-221-1100. We'd love to have you help us make the ministry go forward for Jesus Christ.
We have a matching funds challenge
right
now. $200. We're waiting for our first caller to match Rick from Stewart.
Yes.
He wants a match dollar for dollar. You put in 10, it becomes 20. So give us a call, 888-221-8990. And match Rick's matching funds challenge of $200.
Yes.
God bless you.
Give us a call.
Still holy, even when sovereign, even when confusion has blinded my eye. Lord, I don't deserve your kind affections. My unbelief has kept me from your touch. I want my life to be a pure reflection of your.
Come ye sinners, the poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love and come here, where storm. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love and power.
Love and power, come. Mm. And that's what we, that's our privilege, that the Lord is calling us. Again, come. I just heard that the other day. The Lord said, tell them to come on home.
Yes.
Come, you sinners.
Come
on home. It's just a wonderful thing that we have. What a wonderful, loving God, a Father that we have.
Unconditional love.
Yes, it is. So we were in the middle of a matching funds challenge just a bit ago.
Yes.
And I put 15 minutes on the clock. And I got a call from Don from Stuart, Florida, right here, one of our local supporters from Mansell & Company. And Don gives us a call, and I'm talking with him, and he goes, I like to match that fund. So I'm thinking, oh, he wants to get on a challenge. So I said, okay, great. So I'm getting his information down, and he says, yeah, I'd like to match. I said, well, how much would you like to put? And he goes, no, I'd like to match that challenge.
Yes, he told you that
finally,
in the beginning.
Francesco finally gets it, and I appreciate your patience, Don.
Thank you so much,
and
Don.
God bless you, but that challenge has been matched with $200 from Don from Stewart.
Yes, amen. Thank you so
bless
much.
You. And then we got another call.
Yes, we did.
And Connie took this one from Marie of Port St. Lucie, and she gave $25.
Thank you, Marie.
So that's $225. That puts us $25 over the challenge, and it just adds $425 to the total.
Wonderful.
What a
Thank
blessing.
Thank you so much.
Again, God's people rallying together.
It's wonderful. It really is.
And the patience of God's people, which is wonderful because Don showed his kindness and patience with me. It took a while for me to get what he was trying to tell me.
Yeah, a bit. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
But again,
we work with you, Francesco. Well,
that's the loving God that we have, and the people of God who show and put on the ways of God.
Yes.
Show his love.
That's correct.
So we give love to each other, and we give understanding to each other.
And forgiveness.
And we have patience. Well, forgiveness, too. That's an important one.
Yes, it is.
It's so important to forgive. You know, have self-control
to
forgive.
Always, it's not always easy, but if we can just understand where God comes from, how he forgives all of us for things that we do, that we need to turn that to others and forgive them.
Oh, it's a lovely thing. The gentleness of the humbleness, the faithfulness.
Yes.
That God gives. What a blessing that we have.
Yes,
and these are the things where, you know, a while ago I heard, put on the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understand the Spirit of God and the gifts of the God, the gifts of the Spirit. But, you know, and again, you know, I ask, you know, in the morning I pray for this, I pray for that. But when I heard that, put on the ways of God, I was like, oh, I got it. Put on your ways, Father.
Yes.
Not just speak them, but put them on
them,
and wear them.
Right. Daily.
Wear the ways of God. Put on those ways.
We have to remember that we can't walk in the flesh, because that's what we're just naturally made to do. We have to consciously think about, like you said, putting on the garments, you know, that he gives us, and live life purposefully in his way to imitate Christ, as the word says.
Right. And to love, you know,
unconditionally,
above all, to be able to love the way the Father does.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just starting to do, and I mentioned this to you before, I'm starting to put together a love study on love, God's love. And I've told a few people at church about that. So, and it's funny because it's the reaction I get is, it's the same reaction that we talk about, that unconditional love, but it's really hard for us to live that way unless we really do it consciously, you know, so we really have to be aware of what God would want us to do.
It is so hard. I was talking the other morning about putting down your human side.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to live with the spiritual side that we have. We have the Spirit of the living God in us.
Yes, we do.
And so many times our human side goes, I can do that. And that's what as soon as we say, I can, mm-hmm. we've now overstepped what God can do.
Yes.
We've actually blocked his blood. He's sitting there going, I want to bless you.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I have done this.
Yes.
He's a God, as I was saying the other morning, I felt called. He's a God of resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
what you thought was dead and gone,
he's
restored. The Father is resurrected.
Yes.
He's also God of restoration. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And he will restore what has been taken. So he has resurrected what people will say to you, mm-hmm. oh, that's gone. No. My God is a God of resurrection.
Yes, he is.
He can bring that back to life.
Mm-hmm.
He's a God of restoration.
Yes, he is.
He can.
Amen.
Deliver what has been stolen yes. from the children of God
yes.
back into their hands.
Breaks the bondage.
And that was the third one. Freedom from
bondage.
He has freed us.
Oh,
resurrected.
Lord.
Restoration
and
freedom from
bondage.
Yes. What a blessing we
yes,
have.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's such a joy.
Yeah, because I mean, every day I thank God for who I am, who he's made me to be. And I thank him for the skills, the ability that he's given me. Because like you were saying, a lot of people say, I, you know, and when you stand in the presence and realize that it's not you, it is him. Even when you're speaking to people, it's like, and I ask God to give me the words to say, you know, let his wisdom come through my mouth, that it's not me speaking. So people can
Absolutely.
Look and understand that it's not you as a person. You don't want to be praised. It's not that we don't take the glory from God.
No, absolutely
we
not.
Always give God the glory that he deserves.
I always ask the same thing from the Lord. What do you want to tell your people?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you want to speak to them that you can use this servant to say something that means that you have delivered? The same thing when I'm playing on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I spend time in prayer from home to the time I'm driving to the time before I get on that worship area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I say, Lord, come into your instrument. Yes. Speak to these people through this guitar what you want to say to them.
Yes.
If it's that one note that you want to say, let them be touched where they are, their needs, but speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
I surrender this instrument.
Right.
I surrender to you. Come in and speak to your people through this instrument, through your servant.
Right.
And it's just a wonderful blessing and an honor that the Lord chose to use. Well, he chooses.
Right.